But a question I've heard a lot this last year has been people kind of saying, I knew Taylor Swift was big, but I had no idea she was this big, because it's kind of hard to escape any news about her at this point, even if you're not a Swiftie or you don't follow her music. And I think there's a few different answers to that, but one of the big ones I have kind of heard a lot is because, you know, over the pandemic, she released these two albums called Folklore and Evermore, and it was a real different kind of music for her. It was kind of more indie folk. She worked with Aaron Dessner and The National. And suddenly there was a whole new audience that discovered her and were kind of like, wow, like Taylor Swift is really good. So, I mean, I have my own issues about people not taking country or pop music seriously, but I think those two albums really propelled her to a new level. And then I think another aspect that I've heard a lot from fans at these shows is that by staging the tour in eras, they're getting to relive kind of their own lives through their music. They've always followed her really closely, and they just have these very emotional experiences kind of hearing the music from when they were younger through now, and that's been a really big part of it. And, yeah, sort of the last thing is that, as you also may have heard, she's re-recording her first six albums after a dispute with her former Nashville record label, and that has brought a ton of attention to her older music as well. So I think all of those factors combined just made her absolutely explode this year in a way I don't know if people were expecting.
Well, what's amazing to me is that she has been a star for so long that so many people feel like they've grown up with her. She has generations of fans, and, like, you know, Taylor Swift is one of the few artists that both me and my five-year-old daughter can agree on. And so we listen to different songs, but we both like Taylor. What do you think of that?
I love that. I heard that a lot, too, at the shows. And, yes, I think that is a huge part of this, is that her music really can appeal to all ages. And so the people that grew up with her are now having kids, and then their kids are listening, and they love it, too. So that, I think, also added to the Ticketmaster chaos, because it wasn't just, you know, people my age trying to get tickets. It was also, you know, parents trying to get for their kids, and it just all added up to just so much demand.